and they didn't have lamplight, and I certainly missed lamplight all those years because I had had electricity and I had had plenty of light. And to have a lamp that I had to light and unlight and clean the lampshades every day and everything. So we had had running water in the farmhouse, but we didn't have electricity. Then we moved to Alpharetta and we had electricity, but we had a well on the back porch. Mm. Had to have well water. And I went out there one freezing morning, right after, as soon as it got cold weather, whatever it was. Anyhow, my hand was damp from having handled something wet mm-hmm. before I got there. And when I put my hand on the iron rod to turn the thing, my hand just froze to the thing. And all the time I was winding this thing to draw up a bucket of water, I said, God, just let me die, just let me die, just let me die. I thought I would never, never be able to live that way.
It
seemed like hardship beyond hardship. And Amy will tell you that up there, for a family of seven, we washed clothes in a zinc tub this big around. And hung them out in the cold or hung them all over the house inside to try to dry them out. And iron had to iron in those days because in those days, 1934 to 38, we didn't have nylon. We didn't have rayon. We didn't have any of the easy things. We had cotton clothes, and they had to be dried and ironed. So those were hard times. It was a nice little town and nice people, but it was a hardship. We had a hard time.
Well, everybody was in the same boat, though.
Yes, everybody.
It wasn't just us. I mean, it was the way of life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. It was. Yeah. So when we moved to Roswell, we moved into a smaller house, or at least it was all on one level. It wasn't an upstairs house. And anyhow, when we got to Roswell, we thought we had really arrived. At least our increase in pay was welcome, very welcome.
Plus we had water and electricity. And I remember promising I wouldn't fuss anymore about washing dishes. We had water. We didn't have to go draw water out of the well.
Where is this house at?
It was on it was just a gravel road. There was no real paved roads in Roswell, just the main road that was Highway 19. And it came up the river hill and made a corner there at the old downtown square, and then made another turn again where Wachovia Bank is. And everything else in town was gravel.
Wow.
Or mud.
That was Main Street, right, where the three churches are. And we call it Mimosa Boulevard now. But it was Main Street.
Wow.
And the only street right through Roswell. But it did make the zigzag that Amy's talking about. And we came up the river hill, and we turned this way and that way and that way and went to Alpharetta. But that was Main Street. And its name changed because when we moved to Roswell, we were so impressed. Everywhere you turned, there were mimosa trees. And they were blooming so prettily.